I'm really glad it's this weekend that family and friends gather for me. Remember the gospel last weekend? Remember what the family was thinking? Remember? He's nuts, right? We heard that. You know, my own vocation story, as is true with so many, it began at home, began with parents who were empowered by the holy sacrament of matrimony themselves. And it began with a commitment that my mom and my dad made to one another, that the family that God would bless them would be brought up in the practice of the faith, that the faith was something to be lived. It was something to be lived proudly. It was something to be lived generously. It was something to be lived smartly. That the sacraments, with the anchors being Mass and confession, were minimums, not maximums. Necessary and insufficient. Necessary for the power, the grace received to be able to be about living the faith the rest of the week. I want to go back. As those of you from the parish know, I'm not originally from Toledo, nor am I from Ohio. I'm from Wisconsin originally, and where most of my childhood took place. And eventually, through a series of moves that took us to Ohio a second time, I began my university career down the street. I'm not sure if you're familiar with this, but typically someone doesn't go to the University of Toledo, the Harvard of the Midwest, to become a priest. And one certainly doesn't live in the dormitory I was living in at the University of Toledo. And I'm going to go back to a time my freshman year, and a dear friend was with me at that Mass because he lived on the same floor of the dorm with me. And we went to Mass that morning. And during that Mass, it was during the homily, there were these cards that were in the chairs in the student union where the Mass was, because there was no church. And the question was simple: have you ever thought of being a priest? Well, come on, what Catholic kid hasn't had a moment? So, John, you told me that you were filling out the card for yourself, but you put my name on that card 3 times. And Jeff, you might have been there too, for all I know, doing the same thing. I thought we were playing by the same rules. I get a phone call that week. Now, this is in the dorm with the payphone. You'll explain to my nieces and nephews what a payphone is. 52 or 54 guys on the floor, and somebody yells, "A priest is on the phone for NUS," you know? And I take the call. I had a great uncle who was a priest, so it wasn't so shocking to me, although I think some of my friends had some delight in it. And lo and behold, I'm having a conversation with someone who's a vocation director. I never even heard of such a thing. And I'm enjoying a meaningful conversation that is stretching me to think a little more courageously about God's plan and a little less selfishly about my own. The vocation director was smart. The bishop at the time was athletic. I had an entirely underwhelming athletic career myself. And before I know it, I'm playing racquetball with the Bishop of Toledo on somewhat of a regular basis, and some other priests that were introduced to me along the way, and it just made for really meaningful conversation. The kind of stuff that typically we didn't discuss in the dorm or on the campus, the stuff that was really more significant and important, and it stretched me to consider possibilities. What I'm getting at is what our Lord is talking about in the parables that are given to us in Mark chapter 4. It's this little seed. It's the little seed that leads to amazing things. Friends, we just have to have the smallest turn to Christ. Just the smallest moment of sincerity. The smallest openness that life is purposeful and meaningful and that God has a plan and that fulfillment is found according to that pathway. It just has to be the smallest of moments that brings forth God's kingdom in ways that we can never, ever imagine. It led to my own ordination eventually. And some of my family have aged a little more gracefully than I have. I want you to know the minimum age is 25. I was 27. After the ordination itself, one of the great gifts that God gave to me was priesthood, priestly life and ministry, shared in communities of faith, parishes and schools, and also shared in families. I know this sounds crazy, but I never considered the weddings of any one of my siblings. I'm the oldest. I never did. All of a sudden, my sister's introducing me to a great man, and my brothers are introducing me to beautiful, great women, and they all led to the sacrament of marriage. And high points have included privilege and honor of being present for these most important moments in their lives and the lives of my family, including the baptisms of nieces and nephews, including the sharing of other remarkable family events. What I'm getting at again is this little seed, this sincere entreatment to the God of the universe that I want you to lead me in my life brings forth unimaginable experiences and blessings. If it's something right now where you find yourself a little unsure, maybe a little stuck, maybe a little discouraged, I just want you to invoke the Lord's name. I want you to sincerely ask Him to free you from whatever it is that is limiting you, that is preventing you, that is discouraging you, that is defeating you. You pray to the Lord and you ask Him to release you and to deliver you from that. Friends, through baptism, we have all received His power. It's not something we profess. It's something that is received sacramentally. It is within us. It cannot be taken. It is irrevocable. And by means of which, asking the Lord present in us to lead and to guide, He will answer those prayers. You know, finally, I want to invoke Therese. I love telling the story, and I don't. My family, they not living locally, they don't hear me repeat myself as often as you do. they might actually say that's not true. But Therese, as we've heard and as we've learned and as we've come to appreciate, had a magnificent way herself of really applying these parables within the fourth chapter of Mark to her own life. As a teenager, as a 13-year-old girl, she was overwhelmed by the prospect of life, where she wanted to do these magnificent things and felt wholly incapable of doing it. And it really caused a depression in her life that was somewhat debilitating. And there was a miraculous moment when she was touched through Our Lady, and she realized that she wasn't made to be these other people, but God made her purposefully for a plan that was particular to her, and that the pathway would be found by doing little things with great love. Little things with great love. Let's work on the little, and let's let the Lord make those great things happen. Let's let Him make them happen in our own selves. Let's let Him make them happen in our own families. Let Him make this happen right here in our community of faith, that we give cause for others to come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as members of His church, sharing the joy and the mercy of Almighty God in all that we do right here. Let's stand together.